to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael Yo, Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my Friday wine review. And this one should be a little quicker than most because I opened up a white wine because I wanted to get something kind of low-key, something that I would say, this is delicious to go with my food pairing, which is a creamy stew with a light white sauce. I had a little wine infused in there as well, but not this wine, but it was a little wine in there. So I said, let me grab an Italian. I wanted to get into the Tuscan area. So I got and pulled out this Villa Amoroso. It's a Villa Amoroso Toscana Bianco. So, you know, I was telling my friend that I had a Bianco at home, and they was like, Bianco? I said, yeah, well, in France, they say Blanc. In Italy, they say Bianco. So this is a white blend. And I didn't get the specifics on the blend, but it was like a Pinot Blanc, a Pinot Grigio, Pinot Bianco. It's like a mixture with that, but it's from the Tuscan region. So anyway, I wanted to grab this and I was looking forward to it. And, you know, the notes is very floral, fruity white blend with a straw-like color, flavors of green apple, melon, lemon zest, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, ooh, okay, I'm excited and I'm ready to kind of drink this. And I actually drank it. But I'm going to take you through the process and then I'll tell you what my thoughts are on the wine. So, now the one thing I will say is, ooh, how pretty this is. You know what I mean? Take a look at that color. That's a really rich straw color, golden. It's like a really pretty golden look at it. All right, let's take a whiff. Yeah, I'm getting, one more time. Yeah, I'm getting some lemony melon, but on not the light melon taste, but a little more of the fruitier type melon smell of that. So the aroma is just popping out. So, yeah, that's what I'm getting out of that. So let's give a taste. So this is what I have the problem of. The aroma is okay. The aroma gives off an inviting smell or aroma. It comes off. But this is just lemony. I'm not getting anything else. It's really no acidity involved in it. It's nothing complex. It's not tannic because it's white. It's not even dry to that point. And it lingers, but it lingers with a less inviting taste. And that's sad in a wine. So, you know, I felt bad when I was just thinking about it because I was like, I'm going to do a review regardless. But then I start looking at other reviews and they was hitting it a lot worse than I was. They was like, they gave it like a 2 and they said very disappointing. Should not pay the price point of that. This is something you can drink up. It's best to drink with something just to get rid of it. It was a lot of bad reviews on that. Other people who did like it had some, you know, kind of different type of reviews on it that, you know, I was okay with that. It's, a lot of people had a 40 on a scale of 100. The taste was like burnt light fruit, lightly oak. I don't even taste the oak in it. So if it had oak in it, like a Chardonnay, I would have been like, yeah, this is similar to like a Chardonnay. But no, it wasn't any of that. But this is a very light, not flat, but it was less exciting than most. So I'm going to drink through this. I'm going to have that with anything. I'll have it with a turkey sandwich. You know what I mean? Because it's not really bold enough to be that enjoyable. But this is the Villa Amoroso Tuscany Bianco IGT. But if you like something just to have and pour out and greet everyone without trying to overwhelm them, grab this. Here's the other thing. Price point that you would normally get it for, if you're just getting it from anywhere, would be around $14.99. I got it for $8.99. And it is worth the $8.99. If you're paying anything over, I guess, $10, you're being gypped. Move on to something a little more exciting. But my $8.99, I really feel good about. Anywho, Urban Wine Life, Michael Carr. UrbanWineLife.com. Go to Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube so you can take a look at it all and go from there. Other than that, thank you very much, and we'll see you next week on Urban Wine Life.